Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
To start with illegal dumping and a suggestion that has been put forward in one particular local authority. Councillor Pat Daly is a Fianna Fáil councillor in Clare and is with us on the show. Pat, can you just tell us about your own proposal?
Good day to you, Andrea. It was a motion that I put into Clare County Council. Illegal dumping, it's gone totally out of control, not alone in Clare, but all over the country, and people are just throwing bottles and rubbish all over the place. So I put in a motion that, you know, you'd give some sort of civic recognition, or, you know, a certificate or something to the person that would identify the dumping and report it to Clare County Council or any local authority in the country. And, you know, I got a very good reaction to it, you know, but, you know, whatever you do, I mean, there's two options. You have CCTV, and trying to get funding for that is almost impossible. They can't fool the whole country, and to report it to the local authority, I think, which is a good option. And there's two type of people there. There's persons, it's an anonymous person that would ring in and won't give his name. Then you'll get the person that will ring in and give their name and go to court, and they should be, you know, get their money back, whatever it cost them, to take a day off work or whatever. Because I'll give an example, Andrea. I was in a woods the other day walking, and there was three or four cars parked there and people in them. And when I came out, it was full of carpet, the car park. Well, when I said a corner of it was full of carpet, yet no one reported it. You know what I mean? I reported it when I saw it, you know, someone saw that and could have rang in and given the car number or age or whatever. But they're not doing it. That's the problem.
I suppose people are afraid, Pat, maybe of repercussions. Is that the...
That's obvious too. That's obvious. Like, you know, but I mean, that can be kept quiet. You know, if you give your name in, you know, if you stay anonymous, that's fair enough. But people are prepared to give in their names. I know they are because they've told me. And, you know, I'd say it is an issue, more than likely, all over the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
we've spoken about illegal dumping on this show time and time again. And you're right, it's a nationwide issue. It's not an issue solely confined to County Clare. Just go back to the point you made there, Pat, about some kind of a civic reward for members of the public that report.
Recognition, like a certificate or something. Not money, no, because if you had money, you'd have every... You couldn't control it, like, you know what I mean? But just a civic recognition that they reported this, you know what I mean?
And do you think people would want a certificate to say they reported, you know, Joe Bloggs for illegal dumping?
I know people wouldn't have a problem taking it because they're fed up with this illegal dumping. You know, it might be a way of doing it because, you know, it's not going away. And you know, the government funds CCTV for various things, but you can't, out the countryside, you cannot put CCTV. I know farmers that are telling me people are arriving out from Innes and throwing bottles in over into the field of their land, you know, when they could go into a recycling area in Innes and do it. But they're not doing it, and it's, you know, it's a civic duty of everyone to report it, I think, you know what I mean? It's an awful issue.
It is, yeah. And there is an anti-litter hotline already in Clare at the County Council, is that right?
There is.
So how does that work, Pat? Talk me through that.
It's very similar, like, you know, if they see people, you know, with litter and illegally dumping it wherever, they can ring in and report that person, you know what I mean?
And you don't have to leave your name at the minute.
You don't. But there are people there, Andrea, that would have no problem giving their name just to alleviate this problem. This problem is not going to go away, like, you know what I mean?
And
it's only one suggestion that I made like this. I mean, there's way other suggestions, but the big one is CCTV. That is the one.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Garda reports there, they catch them on the spot. And, you know, what I can't understand, Andrea, is... there's recycling areas, I mean, they're all over the place. Yet, they're out the country and throw the bottles into the field. That's not right. You know what I mean? And they're doing that.
They don't want to pay, you see.
Oh, no, these are free recycling.
The free recycling centres. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, the banks, you mean, yeah. So you think that when people, they ring into the hotline at Clare County Council, they report, you know, Mr. X or Mrs. Y for illegal dumping, that if they give their name and their details and they're prepared to, you know, to be part of the prosecution and go on their day in court, that any costs associated with that, that they would be refunded for those costs.
Oh, I know people that will do this just to try and alleviate illegal dumping, you know.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of people that will stay anonymous, you know, and, you know, I'd be very slow to give a name to be honest with you. But there are people that would, you know what I mean, and would all the way in it, sort of scored, you know, because it, this thing, as I say, I keep repeating myself, it won't go away. And until people report it and people give names, give the carriage and get them into court, that'll stop it very quick. You know?
It's an interesting suggestion, Pat. Stay with us. 1894 53 106 if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live today. Alan Nolan is a community warden in Meath. Well, Alan, well, what do you think of Pat's suggestion?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. How are you doing, Pat?
Good.
Pat, I think, just said himself there he wouldn't be too keen on going forward to give a witness statement. We find that a lot. Out of, I'd say, every 100 cases that have been reported to us, you could ask people, would they go to court? No, is the answer. They don't want to go to court, because generally it would be a neighbour or someone in the local town or the local village that they might know. It's very, very hard to do it. Giving people a piece of paper to say that they reported someone, I don't think would go too far. Nobody wants to walk into a house and say, good on you, Mary, you reported someone for dumping a bit of rubbish.
I have to say, Pat, it's the last kind of certificate I'd ever want, is a certificate for having reported my neighbour and bringing them to court and prosecuting them.
As Pat was saying there about CCTV and impossible to get funding, there is ADI's anti-dumping initiative from the Department of Environment for litter black spots that you can get funding for. Now, unfortunately, at the minute, we're waiting for the Litter Pollution Act and the Waste Management Act to be amended. And until that's done, the use of CCTV for illegal dumping and Waste Management Act, it's very, very hard to get a prosecution. It's in the courts at the minute. We had a councillor, Mark Wall from Kildare, battling hard, Labour councillor battling hard to try and get a push through at the minute. And our own Sharon Keoghan, Senator Sharon Keoghan, the same in County Meath. It needs to be done, and it needs to be done, but what needs to be done most of all is education. I call these people UIFs, uneducated, ignorant fools. That's what they are. They don't care about our countryside. They don't care about the environment they live in. They don't care about what they're leaving behind for their kids. Dashboard dining is a huge thing. We call it here. You have a guy pulling up in a lorry, he's eating his lunch, and then he's firing the stuff out in the ground. Like, that's uneducated, ignorant fools. That's what that is. And they need to be taught. They need to be taught a lesson. Look, to get people to go to court, I've only actually in the last week got two calls from people, and they've given me witness statements, and they've given me the registered vehicles, and they'll have no problem going to court. But in the past, when we bring people to court, we're waiting on a witness. We ring the witness 2 days or a day. Our solicitor will contact the witness to say, listen, we need you in court on Friday, whatever it is, in Navan District Court. They don't turn up. And that's costing Meath County Council in the region of anything from €700 to €1,000 to get that case to court. We go into court with photographic evidence for the judge. The judge will ask us who takes the photo, who took them photographs, and you'll say, Mr. Smith there. Is Mr. Smith in the court? No. Mr. Smith didn't answer his phone yesterday, and Mr. Smith didn't answer his phone today. Mr. Smith is not in court, and unfortunately, the judge will turn around and say, listen, case thrown out. Good luck and thanks. See you, bye. Don't bring another case like this in front of me unless your witness is coming in. Makes me county council look like fools. It makes us look like fools.
So you need the witness, because otherwise it could be hearsay. Sure, I could go out today and take photographs of illegal dumping and send them into the county council and say, you know, Mr. Smith up the road there,
exactly,
or Mr. X up the road.
And, you know, and I see where Pat is coming from.
Yeah.
But like, to give them incentive of a certificate, I don't think it'll run, Pat. I wish you the best with it if it does go through, but I don't think people at this day and age, and it is this day and age that we're dealing with unsavoury characters, we deal with them every day of the week, County Meath, they don't give a damn. They absolutely don't give a damn what they dump. Now, I have thought about the idea long and hard. We're all paying council taxes and whatever it is, household charges. Why not put €300 onto every house in the country? Either direct or indirect taxes. Give them three bins, your recycling bin, your brown bin, and your black bin. And then at that stage, when you've all the houses signed up to that, you contact your Panda Waste, your Thorntons, the AES, Port of Mona, Greyhound, whoever it is, and say, right, lads, them houses are paid up. There's 10,000 houses. You're getting €300 a year to empty to service their bins. And that's basically what it is. That will not still stop dumping, because there is people out there, and I've called them already UIFs, uneducated, ignorant fools, that will still bypass recycling centres, as Pat said. Most of the recycling centres, bottles, glasses, they're all free. Your recycling centre is €2. Go into your recycling centre. They also take the in County Meath, they'll also take a bag of domestic rubbish. Now, I know my own parents at home wouldn't have a black bag of rubbish in a month, but my mother goes into the recycling centre with everything else that she has. It's €2 in the gate. It's free to recycle everything she has. But the black bags, if she needs this, she can bring a black bag in. Now, she's not. She's signed up to Panda Waste. It's costing her €300+ a year to do that.
Right.
But like, if every household in this country was charged £250, £300, whatever it is, then you do the deal with your large commercial collectors to say, right, you're in charge of Ashbourne, County Meath. There's 30,000 houses there. You're getting €300 a year. Service them bins every week. It might be the solution to the problem. But then you're going to have the people to say they can't afford €300
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the next conversation.
Absolutely understandable. And you go, like, well, you won't say case by case, but if you have people on social welfare, you have people on pandemic payment, they're on the breadline at the minute. And that's what a lot of them are, and I've met some of them. But you make compensations for those people and for old age pensioners that don't create a lot of waste.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Like, why should those that are maybe, you know, a single household have to fork out £300
absolutely,
quid because
absolutely.
There's a bunch
it'd
of people who won't pay?
It'd be a case by case that you'd have to look at it. A lot of work involved in it. It's something I've thought long and hard about,
yeah.
And it's something that could possibly in the future prevent illegal dumping. Well, sorry, it won't prevent illegal dumping. As I said, there is the UIFs out there. They're also using illegal waste collectors. These guys that are advertising on Facebook to say rubbish collections, €50 for a skip bag. Everybody knows it's more than €50 to get your skip bag emptied. They're not looking for waste collection permits. 2 days later, we find a skip bag out the country. Their name and address is in it. We're going after whoever's name and address is in it, not the illegal collector. The illegal collector has to be stopped as well. And it's very easy for people, if they're looking for a waste collector, you go on to www.nwpco.ie. You type in John Smith. If John Smith is not on that list, he is illegal.
You know who they are. All right. Listen, Alan, stay with us. 1894531106. John is also on the line. John, what do you think we should do with the household charges in the bins?
Right, okay. We always seem in this country to want to choose the most complicated, inefficient way of doing anything. Okay? Hotlines on an 1890 number, getting CCTV, which is hugely expensive, when there really is a very simple proven method. It works in Wales. Wales is not that far away. I'm sure councillors could pop over there and find out how they work their system. And basically what it is, they renationalise all the private bin companies, and then they put bin charges back into central taxation. We can do exactly the same here. We can put it back onto the household charge, which is now operated and is funding local councils. And in Wales, they found that they almost overnight, because everybody had to pay whether they liked it or not, they found that illegal dumping almost went overnight. And then they met their recycling targets. They met their 2021 recycling target in 2018. So to say that you need the polluter pays principle, which I agree with, to make people recycle, is actually shown to be rubbish. You don't need it. You can educate people, and I agree with that little acronym that that gentleman from Meath has, you know, about uneducated fools. But the other problem is, because people won't pay bin charges or they can get away with it, is there's a lack of rubbish bins everywhere.
So I
drive up and down to Galway on a regular basis. You see people stopping, having a cup of coffee in a lay-by because services weren't planned for our motorway network properly. But there isn't a bin. And there isn't a bin because the councils are scared that people will then just dump their household rubbish
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, there is a fear, and funny, there's a lot of messages coming in, John, here, people talking about, you know, the more bins and large recycling bins that you provide in areas, all it does is mean that people won't pay charges and will use those instead. Some of the messages coming into us here on the News Talk text line, this texter says, is it true under GDPR that people cannot be prosecuted for dumping if caught on CCTV? Most recycling centres, unfortunately, are not free to use. This texter, Rebecca, says the main recycling centre in Ennis has a charge as well. Perhaps a motion could be put forward to waive a charge there. Another texter too, again in County Clare, €12 for one bag of landfill and recycling. It's not so cheap, actually. I mean, is that the solution, do you think, Alan? Do we need more of the recycling centres around the country? Would that work as a starting point?
Well, I remember years ago, if you were going somewhere with your parents in a car, you didn't leave rubbish on the sides of the road. It was put into a bag and you brought it home and put it into your bin. Now, this is people that are getting, I don't know what's wrong with people these days, that they can't actually have a bag in their car or the van. You're finished your lunch, put it into the bag, bring it home, put it in the bin at home. The more bins that are put up, people are abusing. Now, I could go down to the town in Navan today, this morning at 7 o'clock, and I will see people bringing their small bag of household waste and putting it into a bin. They're doing it every day. And that's what's creating. So people say more bins, more bins, more bins. It's not about having more bins. It's about having people responsible for what they do with the rubbish. You go out, you have your lunch. I have my lunch with me every day. I have what we call a car bin. It's a little bin in the car. I put everything into it. When I go home in the evening, I put it into the bin.
Simple as that.
It's 10 seconds is what it takes.
Yeah.
But like people are expecting, what do you do when you change a child's nappy on the side of the road? You put it into a nappy bag. You leave it in the back of the car, you bring it to the next town or village, you put it into a bin. That's what people do. But people are expecting all local area authorities, oh, do you know what, there's no bins, so I'll just fire it out here. And that's And look at the other people that are texting in from County Clare. All councils, local amenity sites are different charges. I know in Meath County Council, in County of Meath, it's €2 to get in the gate. A bag of the waste that they were describing is €5 to get rid of it.
And they're talking here too, I have a message in here as well coming in, there's not enough recycling and rubbish collection centres in each county. County Sligo, for example, has only one centre, and if someone has to drive 20 plus miles to go to the rubbish centre, they won't do it.
That's not fair. That's not fair on people either. Okay. I know, and ourselves at present, I covered the Laytown, Bettystown and Ashbourne municipal districts in County Meath, and thank God we are getting a recycling centre in Ashbourne, which has a huge population and a huge catchment area of people. If you're in Ashbourne right now, you have to either drive to Balbriggan, Swords or Navan. Navan is 30 kilometres away from Ashbourne. You can't expect people. Okay, you can expect people, but
They won't do it. Let me just go back to Pat on a final note. Pat, what's going to happen with this proposal now? You're civic-minded members of the public, that they'll get a reward. I mean, did you get unanimous support for this?
It was just a suggestion. Yeah. You know, but a man mentioned there about Wales, like, you know, that having wheelie bins, an extra wheelie bin or whatever, I think it was Alan said it, you know, give a discount to that person that will report it. Give them a discount. Give some incentive that will report them. They're out the country every day throwing bottles and rubbish into fields. You're not going to catch them. You could have all the CCTs around the world. It wouldn't make any difference. So give them some sort of a reward. Give them a discount on a wheelie bin or something like that.
All right.
You know, from the... You know, but it's a very difficult one.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could have all of the suggestions. We could spend the whole day, Pat, I can tell you, talking here on Lunchtime Live about illegal dumping. Councillor Pat Daly and Claire, Alan Nolan, the community warden there in Meath, and John too, thank you for getting in touch with us here on the programme. Jeanette is on the line from O'Brien. Jeanette O'Brien is from Carlow County Council. Can you propose any solutions, Jeanette?
Thanks a million for having me on, and I had a great listening to what everybody else contributed this morning.
Yeah.
And some really good ideas, and then I suppose some outside the box thinking. You know, in terms of legal dumping, as the guy said this morning, it's getting increasingly complex for local authorities to apprehend the offenders. And the whole idea, I suppose, of community engagement and our reliance on people in our communities coming forward with information, and the confidentiality is extremely important to them. And I would encourage more people to do it, because, you know, if you see suite of furniture on the side of the road, somebody has sat on that in somebody's house, or has known, you know, or if you see your neighbour is going off with trailer loads of stuff in the middle of the night, you know, you're paying for your bin. People are getting increasingly frustrated. I'm paying for my bins and your man next door is not paying for his. You know, now we have measures and legislation in place through the segregation of waste bylaws, which has been brought in through all local authorities. And we are, as local authorities, knocking on doors and saying to people, where are you getting rid of your waste? show me proof.
Okay, so little bit like the TV license inspector.
Absolutely, yep, right. Just like the TV license inspector, and that's happening throughout the country.
Okay, so it's not just in Carlow, you're going around knocking on doors saying, show us you've really been there.
Yep, literally what we're saying to people is, and I know through all the enforcement ends of local authorities throughout the country now, it presented a problem, of course, with COVID, but before that I know in Carlow we had done over 500 door-to-door inspections. So we knock at your door and we say, you know, how do you dispose of your waste?
What kind of response do you get?
Do you know, most people are actually happy to see us, Andrea. It's great because most 99% of people are compliant or want to be compliant and want to play their part, you know. And so they're saying, look at you, this is my bin. I didn't realise I was in the catchment area for a brown bin, despite the enormous amount of advertising that has gone on about, you know, compliance in terms of segregation of waste. But, you know, they'll say, I didn't realise. We'll say, okay, contact your local waste collector and advise them that you need your brown bin. But we don't just take the word, we actually ask them for proof. You know, so they have to submit either if they're paying it online or submit proof that they actually have an up-to-date and current waste collection service. And if they don't, there are fines in place. So, you know, we can issue fines for non-compliance. And it's a great tool as well if you're talking about, you know, say somebody says, okay, there's a guy here and he doesn't seem to have any waste facilities, he's going out at night time. One of the first steps that local authorities can do is actually send them out an inspection of segregation of waste and to establish that they have a bin collection service or how are they getting rid of their domestic waste.
So Jeanette, just to give me an idea, if you call to my house and you knock on the door and you say, show us the black bin or how are you getting rid of your rubbish, can I say to you, I've got no forewarning about this, bringing you around the back? No,
we're legally obliged under legislation to knock at your door and ask. Look, we're not going to knock at the door. No local authority wants to go out there. Look at our whole idea is to work with the community and not be fighting with people because we can work and manage this whole waste problem together, you know. But yeah, we can knock on your door and say, hi, how are you? Can you tell me how you're disposing of your domestic waste? You know, and you can say yes or no. You can tell us to get stuffed if you like. We've had very, very little response of that, and we'll come back another avenue because you're legally obliged to furnish us with the information, the same as the TV license inspector, and we can come back. But I have to say, you know, you're talking about people that produce very little waste or older people that are living alone, and there are provisions in the segregation of waste bylaws for bin sharing. So, you know, so we'll say you have somebody living alone and they use their neighbour's bin or they use their daughter's bin or somebody else's bin. That's perfectly allowable. But you have to make sure that the person that you're using the bin from get us evidence that they have a compliant bin service, that they're using an authorised waste collector.
Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of work happening forward in terms of, you know, the waste collection services around. There are conversations happening all the time. Changes in legislation now around the drones and CCTV is really, really welcome and really, really important for us in terms of apprehension, you know, but then what we would always say, all local authorities will say the same thing. The important thing for people to think about is actually waste minimization. So let's get really creative and remember, let's not try not to produce it in the first place. You know, and if we do, can we make better choices about what we do? You know, say if it's food waste, you can look at your stopfoodwaste.ie.
Okay.
If you're looking to see how to manage your waste, the mywaste.ie platform is there.
Oh, no, look, absolutely. Really, really good tips for people. Jeanette O'Brien, Carlow County Council. Jeanette, thanks for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.